Visited with Eisenhower today might vote with the Taft forces if they should try to press for more floor reaction and more floor votes tomorrow.
Yes, it's possible, but we must always keep in mind, H.B., this point, that the victory today was concerned only to voting in the temporary organization of the Republican National Convention. Now, after this is permanent. Permanent organization goes in and you have a brand new situation. And if the Taft forces try to recoup the loss, then the situation is going to be exactly as it was before. You see, both sides are in a position, the Taft people to give a little bit here and there, and the Eisenhower people to push a little bit here and there, and each one will push or give according to his estimate of whether he can gain by that. The Taft people may give enough to prevent another floor fight, and you're certainly right about that.
Of course, it's true that the Taft forces won another victory in the Credentials Committee when they succeeded in getting the appointment of a pro-Taft chairman by a vote of 25 to 20.
Exactly, sir. That's it.
That's an important factor. Well, all told then, we have had a day that favors Eisenhower. Yesterday, we had a day that favored Taft because his press conference was very effective. Now that balances it. What tomorrow will bring, George Hicks, you'd better tell us.
Well, before I do that, I think for Philco, a final word from Bob Murphy. George Hicks speaking from the NBC broadcasting booth above the convention floor at the International Amphitheater in the Stockyards section of Chicago. The first evening session and the first day of the Republican National Convention is coming to a close. The delegates have nearly all left the floor. The reporters have emptied their seats, which number 1,000 around the speaker's rostrum. And the speakers and the party leaders themselves have left that important platform behind the long walk that they take out to the microphones. We've had a first session which is now drawing to a close. It is the feeling of the end of a day because the great hall, now emptied of its public spectators as well in the galleries, is dimmed down. And it's like twilight coming into a scene, a natural twilight, but still within doors here as we look down. The floor itself is scattered with papers of all kinds, the standards of the states twisted and askew. We see the names that roll so eloquently across our land, of Washington State and New Jersey and Delaware and Maine and Arkansas. They're standing there dark now and blank and waiting for the 1,206 to vote tomorrow and to listen to the strategies and the tug of war which may bring this convention to its feet again in another exciting day. Tomorrow we're going to return to the air at 11:30 Chicago's time, that's Central Daylight Time, to bring you the second session, and an important one it will be, with the Credentials Committee reporting to the floor. We'll bring you the entire session and all the action and all the meaning of it that we can possibly function and bring to our microphones. It's good night now from Convention Hall in Chicago and NBC's booth. We return you now to New York.